Okay. All right, so move further now in the siman relating to chatzitza. Come relate to some halacha lamaisa distinctions or issues related to chatzitza, particularly scabs and bandages and splinters. Since we get started with some of that, I don't know if we get through all these mamar comments today or not. We'll see. But this is up to Siftes. The beginning of this discussion again, that same series of mishnayos and mikvos. Each one of these subjects started with the Mishnah Mikvos, because in source number one, the Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, says, Elu Chotzitzin Ba'odom, there's a whole list of different things which constitute a chatzitza. And one of the things listed in Mishnah Bay says, V'geled Shechutzamach. Geled is like a scab, okay, something encrusted over. Now, sometimes it's Chutz Lamaka. In other words, the scab extends beyond where actually the cut is. Right, I guess the way it heals, the way it grows, the scab is beyond the place where the actual top. Well, no, but even longer. In other words, it's beyond. So it's not really part of the makkah itself. We'll see. But that's a gelat shechutz makkah. So you have a scab that's outside the place of the actual cut. So that is a chatzitza. That is a chatzitza. And the Tfarsi Sol explains in that mission we both per test Mr. Bayes, those above. Geled means rear makos nizyabish. Rear is like mucus or pus, whatever that liquidy material is that cakes over when we make a scab. Okay, but a little bit later, Mr. Gimel Perek Tes in Mikvos begins elu she'ein chotzitzin. So among the things that are not chotzitz in Mishnah Dala, there is the geled she'al hamakom. So the distinction between the scab, which is actually literally right where the makom, right where the incision or the wound is, as opposed to a scab which extends beyond the place of the wound. That which is exactly, directly part of the wound, part of the makkah, that is not considered to be a chatzitza. And the thing which extends beyond, it's not really part of the wound, that's a chatzitza. Okay? Now, just by way of clarification, back in we had this was four, the Tiferes Yisrael on Perek Tes Mishnah Dal Os Chof. Liflov Shabayim, we spoke about that yesterday, right? The sleep, the gook in your eye, room, I think I told you about, R-H-E-U-M is technically what it's called. It means the sleep in the eye. So Dafka Lach Eino Chotzit, Shom B'Yovish Chotzit. That's what makes the distinction. That is essentially liquidy, right? Which is more of a moist, as opposed to dry. So here says Mashenikin Chutz La'ayin, Afil Lach Makbarov. That's the very story. Again, we had the Machokis yesterday, but that was outside the eye. Then even if it's moisture, makbid, if you want to get rid of it, it is a chatzitza. Okay, so that's, but again, we see a chilek, that's just pointing out that the first Yisrael, we see a chilek between what's dry and what's moist. It's the same thing when you have a scab, so the scab dries over. It's almost not even part of the wound anymore, it's on top of it. Okay, and it's, so here we have a chilek between that, which as opposed to the blood, when it's still there, is not a chatzitza. So we see a distinction between what's dry and what's moist. But the distinction the Mishnah makes is it part of the scab, is it part of the wound, is it part of the cut or not? Okay? One other relevant statement in this regard is that Tosefta Mikvos, Parak Vav Halacha He, 5, Sam Yovesh, some of it gives a Dam Yovesh. Okay? Sam Yovesh, Dam Yovesh means, dried out, whether it's blood or something that's caked over, Shal Gabe Hamaka, okay, which is Mamish on top of the Maka. Same thing about kochel shebe'ayin. Remember the eye, whatever it is, the stuff the inside the eye itself. That hare elu ein chotzim. Okay, but hadam yadyo hadvash vachelam srafatu to srafatena srafashikma srafachor yveishin chotzim lachen ein chotzim. Here also, that's what the first Yisrael got it from. Makes this Tosefta makes a distinction. Okay, if it's blood or ink or it's other sticky stuff, sraf is like srafatut. Tut is a strawberry. You touch a strawberry, there's red stuff. Right? If you touch a strawberry, your hands get red. Right? There's some material on there. Or sraf, not the ena, the enas are figs. Shikma is sycamore. Okay, sraf, oruv chruv is a carrot, right? All these things, yevashin chotetin, lachin ein chotetin. All right, so that's what the Tosefta says. Something that is yovesh is a chatzitza, and things that are dry, if it's dry, it's a chatzitza, but if they're moist, they're not. Okay? That's what we have in the Tosefta and the Mishnah. The Gemara introduces one other qualification, which is parallel to what we studied already, and that is the Gemara in Midos Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, where these discussions are held. Says 6, Omar Rami Bar Abba, Hani Ravde, the Kusilta. Ravde is again a scabs. The kusilta means, Rashi just gives us the French word, kusilta means like a piercing or a lancing. The dua causes dam. Okay, let's understand. There used to be assumed to be a medicinal treatment called that causes dam. When this person was sick, it was called bloodletting. They would, poke in the skin and blood would come out. The theory was, and they were partially right, the theory was that disease and, infections are carried through the body by the bloodstream, okay, which is true. Okay, so they thought if you take some of the blood out, you're getting some of the bad stuff out too. It doesn't exactly work like that. But that's what they assumed. And that's why it causes down was considered to be a medicinal thing. But today, if you give blood, it's very, very thin puncture, barely goes in. But, what's that?
The needle.
The needle is very thin. But, in those days, it was probably not as precise. So there would be, you take blood, so there's going to be some sort of, some sort of remnant. So Ravdi de Kusilta, means the scab, and the place where the piercing took place. So it says, Ad plosa yomi lo chaitzi. Okay, for 3 days, okay, then it's not chotzitz. Rashi says, because plosa yomi, gildon rach, it's very soft, and it's really part of the skin. Okay, in other words, before it scabs over and becomes hard and dry, it's really part of the skin. We've all gotten cuts. So for a while, it's really still part of the skin. All right, but after, that's what I said, having a goof habosa. In fact, part of the skin. So, well, it's not a chatzitz, it's just part of your skin. Okay. When it becomes a scab, think of it yourself. A scab is really on top of your skin when you think about it, right? It's not really, after a certain point, it'll just come off by itself, right? It just falls off. Okay. People like to pick it, but right at a certain point, it's really not really part of your skin anymore. It's extraneous to the skin. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's the chilek that the Gemara draws. Okay. Up to three days, it's not a chatzitza because a chatzitza, by definition, is something which is extraneous to the body. So a something, sort of healing over in the first couple of days, it's really just an extension of the skin, right? And it's not a scab, it's not a separate entity, but after 3 days, it is. That thing more brings up that chilek as well, okay? Because not, think about it, it's not just a scab. It's attached, but it's not really part of the skin. It's something that caked over on top of the skin. Right, I mean, it's attached to the skin, but it's not really part of the skin in the same sense, right? It comes right off, right? It's not really.
It sounds like it's the same as like dry skin.
Okay, one can make the case, but here it's not really skin. It's not skin. It's blood or whatever the pus or whatever it is, right? So that's the idea. The Gemara makes that distinction. Okay, so yeah. So that's what the Rashi. If you look in the Mordechai in the Hilchos Mikvos and back of Shores, Remes Tovshin Memches quotes this case, source 8. Rivda de Kasilta Pirish Kibbutz Dam Shal Nikve Hahekes, the collection of blood, right? The kibbutz means the gathering of the blood that's on the hole where they did the neck of means a hole, the opening where they did the hakaza. But kein chatote, not exactly what you say, skibbutz only. Chatote means like pimples, right? Pimples, it's above the skin, right? Ad plus a yom shiki is lo chayitz. For 3 days, not a chatzitza. Lo chayitz means not a chatzitza. The lachu, adam shel gav, is very soft. And v'nichnas bo mayim. The water can get there, right? It's not blocking. It's so soft, it's part of the skin. The water gets in. Hadam v'yado and all these other things, ain't chotzitza. But after 3 days, mikan v'ele chayitzi, why? Shenase yovesh. Then it dries off v'nidbuk v'docha kalabosar. It's connected to the skin, okay? So that's a little different than what Rashi said. Because Rashi said, the chilek, I'm not going to make a big fuss about it, because look at the end. He says, kol zeh pirush Rashi b'tshuva. Mordechai says, this comes from a tshuva's Rashi. So I don't make a fuss about it, but I don't say exactly steer in Rashi, but it is a little bit, the Rashi and the Gemara, on some side of Aleph and Nida, says that the three-day issue is that for the first 3 days, it's kegufa basar. Doesn't say anything about water getting in or not getting in. It just says, it's part of the skin. And in the Tshuva's Rashi, that the Mordechai quotes, Kol Zeh Pirush Rashi B'Tshuva, he says at the end, the emphasis is not so much on the, whether it's, secondary to the skin, it's part of the skin, but rather where the water gets in. Okay, it's not exactly an earth-shattering distinction, because it could be both are right. Because it's part of the skin, the water gets in. Right? It's not necessarily a steer. All right, they emphasize different things, but that's what the Mordechai has. But then he makes a second point. Okay, I just want to point out, by the way, you look at number 9, the smag, San Francisco, the smag, and Lavin Kufiyot Aleph, 9, he quotes this also, and he says the same thing like the Mordechai, but he says, this is Kol Zeh Pirush HaRei Yitzchak B'Tshuva. Not B'Tshuva from Rashi, but from the Rei Yitzchak. So if you're concerned that it's a steer in Rashi, so maybe that it's marks it's not from Rashi. It's not from B'Tshuva's Rashi, B'Tshuva's the Rei. All right, again, you know, whatever. But then the, you follow what I'm saying, is you're bothered, you really consider this to be a stira, so you can learn like the Smart, who says it wasn't, the second point was not from Rashi, it's from the Rei. When he gets hooked, so it's not the same person, so you can have different opinion. Okay, but I think it adds up to the same thing. But the other thing that the Mordechai adds, which is very important, okay, again, he says it's not chotis, because it's soft, the water can get in there. And then he says, v'afilo in yitztair, in yosir agelar melagabe amaka, o avobos shkin, blisters, shkin, like from Makas Mitzrayim, right? Yosir Makas, shkin, boils, blisters, okay, blisters. Shech, ein daito lehosir ato, he says, seems to say the following, that you should try and get them off. Right? He says, even if it's somewhat painful, sometimes to pick a scab off can be painful. It's not exactly, you know, piercing pain necessarily, but actually depends how early in the stage it is. At some point, the scab is almost falling off, so you can just knock it off and finish. But sometimes to peel off a scab can hurt. So he says, even if it hurts, okay, or if you have blisters, you know, you can peel off and so on. It's true that you're eno makbid. Okay, it's true that eno makbid, right? It's miut and eno makbid. It's not on your whole body and eno makbid, so it's not really a problem. Nonetheless, he says, regilus ulahosi, you do want to get it off. So it's better to, you know, you don't really want it there. In a certain sense, you are makbid. You don't really want it there, right? You want this scab to be off. You want the blister to go away. So he says it's better to take it off. Oh, shit, Tamten should disrupt it. Or wait a few days till it heals by itself, then you can go. All right, so that's an important point. You know, might be pain, huh?
Can't necessarily.
Say it again? Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, you can't always wait. That's true. But he says if you can, all else is equal.
Would this count? Would this be
I don't know. We'll have to see in a moment where he gets it from. But Mordechai says, right, again, quoting Rashi and Shuvah, I'm feeling it's dire, right? Even if it's painful, okay? Yeah, painful is also subjective, but it's somewhat painful. The practice of trying to remove everything or wait a day or two until it's comfortable to get it off, okay? The Smog also writes, you know, in Lama Kuf Yud Aleph, he makes the same chilek, but it was basically the same idea, all right? So that's what they say. However, the Rush, all right, so hold that thought for a moment. We'll come back to that. But the Rosh mentioned when he discussed this issue with Hilchos Mikvos in the back of me, the Simchav Hey 10, Glid. Again, Glid means something encased over, encrusted over. Okay. Shechutz Lamaka. And Rir Hayotze Minamako. Mitziabesh Venase Glid, right? It dries up, becomes encrusted. Because that's the case in Gemara. Riv de Kusilta and so on and so forth. It's not a chatzitza for the first 3 days. But after that, it is a chatzitza. Okay. Ki chutz lamake. Like I said before, it's chutz lamake. It's independent. It's an independent entity. Okay. And therefore, minikrash, it cakes over. And nasal becomes thick, as its own thickness to it, right? It's above the skin. It's not part of the skin. It's above the skin. And it has a certain thickness to it. Av mashe v'toch hamake urach tamid. What's inside is always soft, right? The closer inside. All right. So, but he makes also a distinction with 3 days. What's interesting is that the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Elu Chotzim Adam Liflof Shechutz Lamaka, mentioned Begeled Shechutz Lamaka. He said, okay, this skin, which is outside the area of the maka, is a problem. Okay, and however, Halacha Yedali writes Elu She'ein Chotzim Adam Begeled Shehel Osa Maka. On top of the makkah. Fine. What's interesting is that the Rambam does not bring up this 3 day distinction. That's what I want to point out. The Rambam does. The Rosh mentioned it. The Or mentioned it. In fact, if you look back actually in the Mordechai in 8, right, Meshulis Rabbi Tavshin Memches, and also the Smag Yalav Kuvud Aleph and 9, they also don't mention that chiluk. You know the Gemara does. But
would it really be necessary for the Rambam to mention it? He's just saying
it's on it. Okay, so I hear. Okay, it's still striking that Gemara mentions it. Okay, you know, what's his intent? I don't know. Okay, he doesn't mention with regards to a skin. So I don't know. I mean, is that significant? I'm not sure. Okay, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, finally by us, in Siftes, here in Tzimkuf Tzadiches, the Chaber passes, Dam Yoveish Shal Hamaka Hotes, dried blood, no, but by, even if it's on top, by the way, he says, even if it's on top of the Maka, it's Chatzitza. The rear ship is socha, the pus, the mucus, whatever is inside, that's not a Chatzitza. Then he makes the distinction. Yotza harir mitoch, if the pus came out, then kol toch gimel yom lach, for 3 days it's considered moist, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. And therefore he says, lefichach, therefore, isha balas chatotim, fichach lochob maimai shisrachachu. He says that a woman who's had pimples on should go in the water and wait for them to soften up. Okay.
Pimples or
blisters of some sort, you know, things. Again, I don't think it means acne pimples.
Like
that's your
skin or like
the I think on top. I don't think it means like acne pimples. I mean, it means, you know, things that are over the skin. What he's saying is when she should sit first in the tub or something in the water before going to the mikveh to soften them up, because exposure to water does soften it. Right? Even if it's hard, if it's exposed to water for it doesn't say how long. It's actually things you do to let it soften up.
And he says about chatotim because it's rov and mak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's rov.
Right. But most people mak. Yeah. I don't know. That's true. It depends what
so if
these things
one,
are.
Yeah. But when nobody discussed it yet. But if there's one.
Right. I don't think so. Yeah.
She doesn't have to rip it off.
So that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Okay. Let it soften up. Okay. If it gets soft, then it's not a problem. Okay. However,
wouldn't that mean that it just solved that solves the problem? Like
the water gets into it.
Yeah. Letting it, yeah.
Going back to what you said before.
Take care of it.
Right, yeah. Dealing on the water. Okay, how, right. And that really flows into the Taz, okay, here in the Sukkot in the Gimel first, he says, Rear Shabitoka, Rear Shahusar, Glimala, right? The top came off, and it's just now. Sometimes the scab comes off, but there's still moisture in the cut. Imagine the cut; it scabs over, and the scab fell off, but the cut is still healing, so there's still some moisture. But that's not a problem. Okay. Now regarding balas chatotim, see here. Okay, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Aruch says that quotes of Yosef for the name Mordechai and the Rosh. We saw, okay, that it's like a moisture, a 3 day distinction, and so on. But Avi Rashal. He quotes the Marshal, the Taz then quotes the Marshal, okay, who says, not like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shulchan. The Taz, you just answer, you don't have to peel it off, not according to the Mechaber, but the Marshal says, no. He says, you have to take it off, okay? Afal pisha kodlahar, you know, it hurts, tough, okay? It might hurt, if you remember, we discussed this once, remember, the certain Rishonim that quotes the Marach or the Ruah, the Marik, whoever it was, or the Sar Mikutzi, who would actually check their wives before they were to make it and make them peel off any scabs. And we asked, how could they see the naked before? Okay, we went through that. So we saw that. Remember we saw that? So the Taz brings this here, which is caught in Yudalad, that these certain Gedolim used to make their wives stand in front of them before they went to the mikveh to make sure that they removed any scabs. So that seems to be Machlokas. Okay. As a side point, 3 days, you know, so the Pisri Tshuva, okay, so the Taktio Machok is a Shulchan Aruch Marshal. We have to take it off. I think that more people are making. Well, as we'll see, if it's easy enough to get it off, it's probably better to take it off. But if it's somewhat painful, even though the Marshal quotes these Gedolim who were Makbid that they should Mamish peel it off, even though it hurt, tough luck. Okay, but not everyone holds like that. Pisri Tshuva says it's in Cotton Zion, 3 days is Mace Lace. Not the halachic days, 3 days, may slays. Okay. And Sukkot Neches. Sukkot Neches, he quotes it to another Behuda, the Behuda's son, that these stories with, you know, with the Gedolim was after they went into the Tovel and so on and so forth to make sure that the water could get in. All right. Anyway, the.
So if you're going to go like that, you're going to explain that.
Yeah.
Spin stories like that. And so you see, even according to these,
yeah, not like the Marshal. Yeah.
Why are they ripping it off after?
Say it again.
Why are they ripping off the scabs after?
No, I don't think they ripped them off after. I think they looked at it to see that, you know, there was soft enough for water to go in.
Okay.
Which I think. Okay. But, Yeah. But so just to point out one ha'ara, you know, sometimes peeling off the scab can make things worse. Right?
Scabs more.
Scabs more, right. They peel off the scab and then it'll extend it a little bit, you know, make it worse. There's more junk there, more pus or whatever it is, you know, material is. You have to be careful about that too. It'll be dried blood, right? They'll bleed. Sometimes you peel off a scab or too early, it bleeds, right? I mean, sometimes if you peel off a scab at an earlier stage, you'll bleed. And then that'll dry up, so then you made matters worse, right? So, after
the blood becomes a fatito too, can't you just
get it off? Sometimes it hurts to get it off, yeah.
But at the end of the day, are we worried about a scab if it's real
No, so kind of the assumption is that it's not the only one up there. But let's see.
Do people really care?
Right. So the assumption is that not, but we already learned the chatkila, it's better to.
To hurt yourself?
That's the question. Okay, good. That's exactly the question. So that's what the Mordechai said. Segues into our source next. Look back in source 8, the Mordechai said, okay, I feel a mitzvah, you know, even if it hurts. So where does that come from? That it hurts? Okay, so, you know, who said? So if you take a look, there's a Mishnah Megvos. We'll come back to this shortly. Perek Yud Mishnah Ches. Chetz. Chetz here means a little bit, chetz, an arrow. It means a splinter. Chetz u tocha v'adam. A splinter is stuck inside him, right? Bizman shu nira chotzit. You can see it. Okay, it's above the skin. Sometimes you can see, you can feel it. At the top tip of the splinter is above the skin. So that could be a chatzitza. Okay? So that's what the mission says later. We'll come back to that shortly. But the chetz here means this is a splinter. It sticks out. Then it's considered a chatzitza. Right? So now, the truth is, Gam Midin Zeh, look at the Sidra Torah writes, the Shira Torah, here in our Sim Kusar Chesu, Kot Chav Vav, 16. Gam Midin Zeh, Yishmar Lo Chir, Tafilo B'yesh Lo Tzar, Yim Tenot Tel, Afilo Hochi, Lo Mikro Miyuto, Shein Makbid Alev. Okay? It sounds like if there is, even if there's Tzar, it hurts to take out a splinter too, very often. If you're trying to take a splinter out of a kid, I'm just screaming. Okay, and even an adult too. Sometimes it hurts to get a splinter out. All right. Nevertheless, that's not called miyut she'en makbid. Okay, and he says this is really against the Chu and the Mordechai. Okay, they said that what you want to say, Avraham, that it's a miyut and you're not makbid. Okay, but he says the implication here is we don't say that. Okay, the hog gabi coats like a thorn, a chait, a splinter. It starts with something ochichai. Since it says that if the splinter is sticking out a little bit, or the thorn, you got a thorn stuck in it, right? It's sticking out a little bit. It says here that's called the chatzitza. Well, what do you mean? Why? Why should we chatzitza? Why don't I say it's like, you know, it hurts to take it off. Therefore, it's okay. Apparently not. Okay.
Because it hurts you, therefore you're...
So that's... What's that?
Sounds like you're saying, it's not that it is a
chatzitza
because it hurts you.
No, so he wants this... Right, but I'm saying it is a chatzitza, period. Implying it hurts to take it out, tough. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. So that'll be the same, not like we said before, that if it hurts, you can leave it in if it hurts and so on and so forth. What do you mean? If it hurts, you have to take it out, right? Yeah.
I mean, I think my understanding was the distinction that the Rambam was making about whether not needing to take it out is whether or not it's visible, because practically speaking, if you got
visible. Oh, so the Torah says you could argue. You could argue, because otherwise, again, how could you say against it? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chet you talk about, it matters whether it's visible or not. Okay, so it's visible, it's a problem. It hurts to take it out, tough, too bad. How could others say, how we saw the Truman and the Mordechai, how could they entertain the possibility that if you could take it out, you know, if it hurts to take it out, you're okay, right? I mean, it's better to take it out. Again, look back, okay? It's better to take it out.
No, right.
The Mordechai and the Truma, the Sefer Truma, right? And not the, we didn't see the Sefer Truma, so it's smart, whatever. But the point being that, you know, sounds like it's not like them, okay? And they're not going against the Mishnah. So he says, maybe the Mordechai is makel only when the chatzitza is part of the body. But when it's a splinter, which is clearly outside the body, so then he'll agree. It was the Enchanami. They'll agree that it hurts too bad. He was only talking about when it comes somehow, you know, secondary to the body. If the splinter is inside. Sometimes the splinter is inside the skin. A lot of times, depending how deep the splinter goes, sometimes it pierces right through the skin. You have to take a tweezers won't do it. Okay, sometimes a twist is the best thing to get a splinter because you grasp onto the top and pull it out. But sometimes it's under the skin. You can't do that. Then you have to cut. It really hurts. Yeah.
I'm saying
maybe the cooler is not with the difference when it's sticking out or it's not sticking out. When it's sticking out, back then that it's a chatzitz. So that's what the Mishnah said. And it doesn't matter if it hurts. The cooler the Mordechai is when it's not sticking out, then you can have a cooler that if it hurts, you don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's
it.
Huh? Maybe.
I would say not. I feel like these are categorically different in that they're things that are outside the
training.
Body. If it's in the body, then you actually don't really have a problem.
Right.
But if it's still sticking out, if you want to see, if there's a difference between saying that, like, oh, I'm machbid or not machbid, and take something out because it's annoying, or is the reason that you're not taking it out because it hurts? Saying that's an external reason, because like theoretically you wouldn't be mocking, you want this out of here, but it hurts, so like that's standing in the way of you getting it out. So we're saying that that's not enough.
Okay, when you look at the last words of the Torah, he explains something which is a real chatzitza. I don't care if it's mitzvah, too bad, right? Yeah. And that I think would apply to scabs also,
but if it's not.
But it's not really part.
Isn't that? Oh, we would say that isn't part of the body. Like,
maybe it's not part of the body, right? That's what I'm saying. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Balatanya in 17, is in Hilchos Atil Sedaim. I told you yesterday. It's Kuf Samachal of Aruch Chaim. Take a look at Aruch Chaim. It talks about the Atil Sedaim because somebody's same din applied it to the Sedaim. So in Kuf Samachal of Siv Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that by Tvila, we're machmer, right? We are also in machmer. We sometimes say, "Imeno machmer of lasira osh mitzvah lasira, a shema'ata ain daita lasira calls on to be nizek kori eno machmer, eno chosel l'tila afal pishel l'tila machmer." He said, "We're machmer by tila." Again, what's the case? He says that since you, if it hurts to take it out, that should be a symbol that you're not machmer. You don't care if it's there, but alright, you're not taking it out because it hurts. In other words, that becomes part of the cheshbon of machmer. You follow? That's what the Shulchan Aruch was saying. Look at the words carefully. He says, "Eino machmer la siro." You're not going to take it out because it hurts to take it out, and therefore, "Ein daito la siro kol zman shiya binyan zeh." Okay, kol zman shiya binyan zeh kori eino machmer, and therefore, it's not chotz until the time. But we are machmer by tefillah. That's what he said. Okay.
Is that also that one meant you repeat if you find a scab
after? Oh, that's a good question. Not sure. Probably not. That far we wouldn't go. I think. Okay. So if it's painful to remove, so it's not a problem, you know, because it's enomakbe, at least by the tools of dime, right? Lemaisa, though, we try to remove all scabs if we can, okay? So there won't be any problem. We that's our position, okay? Lemaisa, again, but most people rely, remember the Shulchan Aruch was Mako, so... Sometimes, you know, it causes more problems. So we soak it, so it'll fall off itself. We can, and that, again, Mechaber himself was Mako. Okay.
If it doesn't fall off, we still have to take it off, or does it usually?
If it's soft enough, we assume that it's. That's what he said. Lefika, look at the 12 here in the Sunni test. Lefika, Kisha, Balacham, Chika, Lachov, Bamayim, let us soak in water, Achis, Lachov. So that's, I think, most people are Mako, like the Shahar, again, especially because moving the scab can sometimes create more problems than solve. Okay, because we dry blood around, so we try and soak it, and I think that's the we're relying on this again because the whole problem is only drabbanon anyway. It's a miut. It's only a drabbanon issue anyway. It's not a chatzitz on a deraisa level because it's not rov and machmir together. It's only a chumah drabbanon. Then there's an interesting. I'm sort of on this issue. I stuck it in here. Tosis there in either the Samus and Alf mentioned the following. After discussing the Gemara, there discusses various different there on Samus and Alf. We saw some of it. Okay, the Gemara discusses certain dinner about chatzitza. So, divam asal posvei now. Long Tosa, not going to read the whole thing, but take a look at 18. Tosa says, "Achar zeh kosi beperish beruchananel." Beruchananel there quotes, "Ubemiktsas form less hilchasa can call hani shmeitzer." Beruchananel had a girsa. Okay, another poskim, others had a girsa. Less hilchos, that all these things mentioned as chatzitzas, we don't paskin that way. Why? The chiyitmar hani lataros of a labai latara, that all these chumras, scabs, these types of things, are only situations, chumras, with regards to a woman who's osekes pitaros, but not for Isha Labailo. Okay? And he quotes, Shlokesh, he quotes that Tshuva Rashi that we mentioned before, possibly, okay? And he says that the whole sukkah there is talking about taras, brings numerous riyas. Okay? On the other hand, there are those who disagree. Yeah. Well, not by all, but by at least ones that are mentioned there. He quotes that, on the other hand, he said they were in Babel, so it was not about Taurus and so on. But he mentioned there's definitely such a shita. Okay. Look about 3, 6, 8 lines down. Bechain Pirish Rashi B'Tshuvoso. Dechol Chumers Tachshmai Tanogos Achsha B'Tzilos Nidal Baila as well. Rashi disagrees. And he says, no, because who are the speakers in this Gemara? There are Moroim and Bavel. So what are they talking about? Taurus. Okay, so that, therefore Rashi says, not like a Menachal. Rashi in his Tshuva says, Chol Chumers Tachshmai. So yes, no, I can say Achsha B'Tzilos Nidal Baila. However, a Menatam doesn't agree. When the Tam Pearson, your king, says as well. When the Tam or the Chanano quotes the Bahag, okay, and others would say the other way. Then no, with that gears is correct. Less ilchus v'pichol hanishmaitza. So bottom line, we have a machokus v'shonim. A machokus v'shonim whether these chumras, you know, by chatzitza, is true by Isha Labaila or only by someone with Taurus. Or Ben Tam or Chanan had a girsa less than some Chalom Shmaitza. It's only by Taurus. Rashi rejected that girsa. He had a few riyas that the Gemara was Avoroyim and so on. We're talking about Taurus, but Ben Tam did have that girsa. All right, so there are different opinions about it. And he answers all the kashas. Bottom line, that's one thing. It's just an important distinction whether that applies to everyone or not. You look at the Rishonim, I quoted them here. So different Rishonim had that Girsa, didn't have the Girsa. So the Rosh, the 19 of Mikvah, Simon Lamed Hay, Rashi Lo Gara, Seles Hechasa, Yichal Nishmaitza. Here Rashi did not have that Girsa. On the other hand, 3 lines later, the Rav Alphas, the Rif, yeah, Gara, Seles Hechana Mechana, Alphas Udolos. Okay? And I'm in a Tom, the Koyak, so that's actually a further question, actually. When it says less hilchos of kichol hanishmaitzo, which dinim exactly? Going back to what? The number of all these dinim or certain parts and so on. Anyway, the Rosh concludes, nochon lahachmer kegirsas Rashi. We try to be machmer, and it does apply Isha Labaila. On the other hand, as mentioned, the riff is in Shur, as we've discussed many times, there's no riff in Nida. The riff is in Shur, the Vavmud Beis, quotes the whole Gemara with all these examples Rivda the Kusilta and all these other types of chatzitza, Liflo Shiba Ayin, and it says Lech Silchus of Kol Hanishmaitza. Okay, so the Machlokas in Gears, so the Ran also. The Ran Shvul is there above Medbeis. He also accepts that Gears of 22. So does the Rivet. Okay, the Bala Nefesh, Shara Tzvila Simon Beis. 22. Ubosa anishmaitza arena the last helpesok all anishmaitza. Ella karish lokesh isha lotiv or there goes one thing we do experience to go in standing up. That's another issue. Okay. So anyway, that seems to be a machlokas rishonim on that point. The second, the Rashbo and the Bayis of Kotzer says lifluf shebe ayin afil yobesh kochol shebe ayin rivda de kusilta. Again, that's the whole from the because of dam insertion, is ainur chotzin. Again, glishal makal of the tzor shal baser, tzor shal tachas yiporin. They're not chotzis. As he also seems to assume, less hilchos of kol hanishmaitzin. The Rambam as well, Perik Beis hilchos mikvos, halacha chof Beis. Vemed are amur leinin taros. These whole discussions are by taros. Aval lahatir labayla arizim uteris. Okay. Well, it's Rashi and others, I presume, agree. The Rosh also held like that. The Rosh said, was back in 19, Nochon Lahachmer, he gives his Rashi. Okay, so Machos Yishonim, And the Shulchan Aruch seemed to be choshesh for. Shulchan Aruch brings all these dinim. Shulchan Aruch seems to accept it, and I didn't quote Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch seems to accept it, that it applies Isha L'Baila too. That's why he brings his Inuchus Nideh. I mean, he cites all these dinim. Yeah? So that's what Shulchan Aruch seems to say as well. Okay, the Shah, if you're quoting Yud Gimel, here at 25, he says, he has a lineup for you. Here it is. The Das arrived, Barashbo, Barama, Ratam, Asmag, Ushara, Kamagam, the Chatzitza Zu, the Chain Chatzitza Zibchas and Tess, and all the Taras, Velola Baila. Okay? And they're bothered a little bit. Why didn't they make shows? Why didn't they at least say it to Machlokas? Say it as a Yesh Omrim. Why? I mean, he ignores the fact that many Rishonim, all right, we saw Rashi, Rosh, but many other Rishonim, you know, have that Girsa less Hilchos of Kol Shmaitza, and therefore assume that many of these Chumras don't apply to Ishlo Baila. Shach a little bit bothered why the Chabad didn't bring it as a Yeshom, they didn't mention the Shita. Okay. So that's a question, maybe it only goes on, but that line, what that line goes on, and so on. Okay. So at the end, five lines at the bottom, Shach et miu, kosav, Reim, Vasmag, Amorachai, Tafilu manda omar dafka letaras. Even those who hold that this less hilchos and kachon and shmaitz, the only parts applies to taras and not tishol bal and tzom. Bekol mokom, tzorach lezor lebal lechatchila bechol davar. Even lebal lechatchila. So yeah, you ask the question, you have to go back afterwards? No. Okay. Lechatchila, you should be choshish for it. Pain mash mecham aduchti, lebal lechatchila ketaras domi. Lechatchila, it's not makir b'di evet, you know, but lechatchila. Okay, lechatchila. We treat it like Taurus. Okay? So try and any quotes the Rosh and Mishra War. All right? And he even mentions if it's not a pain to go a second time, here's your issue. The commander, the Hecha, the Efshah, Shubo Shin, is Yesh Lahach. The Hecha, the Lord, Shabbatah, Kedai, Haim, Kona, Chabbos, all this, Bachalayim. You can just as easily go, we sometimes make a distinction. Did she come back home already, or is she still at the Mikkah? You know, the lady's still there, she's still there. Sometimes you get a Shiloh. They call for the mikveh, right? So if she's right there, so go in again, right? She's right there. She comes out. Sometimes a woman came out and she realized she forgot to take her band-aid off or whatever, right? So if she's still right there without going again. No, she already went home. She has to go out again. So we make such a distinction, okay?
And like nowadays in teen act, it's such a
big deal
to go
there
again.
But it is, you know, it's a pain. A woman came home and she's dressed and everything else. But, you know, you have to look at each situation. Okay, so that's that issue. Next. Now we'll talk about bandages, okay? Bandages, casts, and so on. So again, the Mishnah Mikvos, Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph 26, Elu Chotzim Ba'adam, Mishnah Bey is one of the Ritiya Shalah. Ritiya means plaster, okay? Now, it can also mean some sort of a dressing or an ointment, but here it means something which is like a bandage, something tight, a tight bandage over whatever, okay? So Shalom Paskin is based on this Mishnah here, Sif Yud, Ritiya Shalamaka Chotzetzes, a bandage over a mat. It is a chatzitza. It is a chatzitza. Cast or bandage is a chatzitza. All right, so that takes care of that. Now the question is, what ramifications would this have for our bandages? Okay, here again, it's talking about something tight. And it says that it is a chatzitza. So the... Chuvas Tzemach Tzedek, Lubavitch, I told you in the past that two Tzemach Tzedek, this is Lubavitch Tzemach Tzedek, Chelek Eredeis Mekuf Nun Ches Os Hei. He says, you could argue, Alma had the roads of Mekum is there in Ein Makbidalot. He said, well, if a woman's wearing a bandage, and she wants to keep it on, then she's not Makbid. She's walking around town with this bandage on. She's not going to take it off. Right? So maybe that could be called, it's not a robe of the body, we're assuming, that's not Makbid, it should be okay. But he says, Mu Koshal Zeh, Medin Ritiya, the Mishnah Shlema. But what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah here quotes it, okay, Ritiya Shalamaka, in source 26. It is a Chatzitza. Hari Degam Ritiya Shalamaka, Mamish Koshal Chatzitza. Apal Gav, the road to Bekiuma Ata. So he says, and the Ainitzon lost, you're okay, I don't want to take it off. You're not Machbid. She doesn't want to take it off. She wants the bandage to stay on while the wound heals. Right, so why isn't that a case of Eino Makbid? That's what the Tzemach Tzedek is asking, right? She has a bandage on, so she wants the bandage to be on. She's not Makbid, it's not on the robe of the body, and it's only on a miyut, and it's not Makbid, the other Abbot. She doesn't want to take it over, right? Not only she's not Makkel, she wants to leave it alone, right? He says the Torah Omer, the Afalgav Shekra Ace Ain Daitolas here. Right now she doesn't want to take it off. But she wants to keep it off forever. Eventually, when the wound heals, she wants to take it off. You know what he's saying? But eventually she's not gonna keep this on the rest of her life. Okay, she doesn't really want it on now either. She's not gonna take it off now because she needs the bandage, right? So therefore, he writes, Afalgav Shekra Ace Ain Daitolas in Komoko. Kevin should die to a sira achashus rape, then that's called makbid. Okay, that's called makbid. All right. As opposed to other things which, you know, you want it on forever and so on, if there's such a thing. You only want it on here, achashus rape, makbid. And therefore he writes, okay, in the second paragraph, Yesh Lomar, Kol she osid lahatir, if ultimately you're going to take it off, afilo achaz marav, after a certain amount of time, nikre makbid. And he quotes the rabbi, things like that, and others as well. Okay, as long as she's makbid to take it off at some point, that's always already called makbid. Even though right now it's not makbid. Okay, so that's the semi-tzedek. Anything you'll remove later on, even much later, that's what we call makbid. Quite a lot of printed the Tshuva Me'ava for the reason I don't know. Tshuva Me'ava is a collection of Tshuvas by Rabbi Lezer Flecker that mentioned the past in the Talmud of Yehuda. And in the database here that I get these sources, for some reason I don't have a gimel. I don't know why. I may know why. I have the Tshuvas of the Tshuva Me'ava at home, and Gimel's in a separate volume with a different print, so maybe it was printed later or whatever it is. It's not in the database, but I have it here. Hela Gimel, it's on there in our Sifs, Kutzai Ches Sifu. Okay, it is Gil Yom. Okay, he says, Yish'alti, look in the, it's a little hard to read, but we're in 29. Yish'alti ba'osu etiyah shimsi or ofen, shetzorach bilso gabo shlosha v'arboh chadoshim v'tufim. He writes these new type of bandages that are meant to stay on for 3-4 months. What do we call those? Casts. Right? That's what you call them, casts. Okay, it's not a bandage number. It's a cast to stay on, I don't know, 3-4 months, maybe an exaggeration nowadays, but certainly 3-4 weeks. Okay, maybe a little bit, depends on the break, right? What's the story there? Okay, v'acharkach, no fellas me'atzma. Okay, it'll come up by itself. I don't know if that's either. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Of besoch hazman hazeh, EF should be shum open last year. You can't take it off if you wanted to. You can't take all this. You know, you can't remove the cast. Well, today they do have removable casts. Okay. I remember one time one of my daughters, she was prone to break the middle bone when she was a kid and some people like that. So one time she had a cast on her foot and it was just, the smell was offensive because after it was just, you know, she was a little girl, maybe 9 or 10, and she couldn't stand it. She was crying, you know. And I told her, whatever, we couldn't get to the doctor. I took these like garden scissors and I had to cut the cast. It wasn't easy either. It was like, you know, the cast is tight and it's hard to get it off. I got it off, you know, and then she bathed and put her foot in the water. It was pretty much healed. You know, it was a break, you know, so it wasn't that there was anything on the skin, but, you know, whatever. Anyways, it's hard to get it off. Anyway, so he also, Tshuva Me'ava, also says you can't be makel because the Mishnah said, what are you going to do? The Mishnah said, that we read before, no room to be makel, he said. What can you do? Okay, and he writes at the end, he quotes others, kulam shiskimu imi shechalilu hakel. Okay, it can't be makel. Now, similarly, this may relate to a Tosefta. Okay, again, take a look in 30. Tosefta Mikvos, Parag Vavalach and Dala. Right? It's Amru Chotzin, Shemayin Chotzin, Lo Matan, Lo We'll leave that out. Ha'eged shal gabe amaka. Okay, some kind of something you put on top of a maka. Ba'kashkishim shal gabe a shever. Again, some kind of a covering you put over a break. And then he mentions certain types of jewelry. Shirin, Nizam, Kadlos, Tavos. Utsin. Utsin means it's tight. If it's on tight, but water ain't getting in. I'd probably not allowed to have water get in, like usually the kids. You don't want water to get in. So then, Chotzin. Roughen, if it's soft, then ain't chotzin. That's the Rambam says too. In Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, Hilchos Mikvos, 31. Ba'eged shel gabe amaka, ba'kashkishim shel gabe shever, and all these things. Bizman shein chazokim udvukim abasar chotzin. When they're strong and tightly fitted to the skin, then it's a problem. Otherwise, if it's soft, then the water can get in, then ain't chotzin. And the Torah brings that here also in our Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches later in the Siman. Shirim Nizam, these are all types of jewelry. It depends how tight it is. We'll come back to that. So that seems to leave little room for any kula for the woman with a cast. Okay, if she got a cast, now we'll be able to go to the mikvah. Okay, however, There is a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer. Elik Yerodeus and Kutsari Alf. Okay, 33. Isha, are you with me? It's all clear.
Mm-hmm.
Isha Achas Asher Rosha Koivla. She had the pain in her head. We call them migraine headaches. Okay. By Itzabal Erofa Laniachla Retia Vitachboshit Altsba'el. Put something on her temples. Sometimes the pressure on there will relieve the headache. You put pressure on the temples, it will relieve the headache. I remember once heard of Usher Weiss, Shlita. He was a Talmud of the old Klesenberger Rebbe, Dibriyatsu. Okay, and he said the Klesenberger Rebbe used to suffer from terrible headaches and would sometimes have like this handkerchief tied around his head like this, tied around his temples and pulled very tight. The pressure would be somehow relieved. Rabbi told the story once that he asked Rosh Weiss to bring a certain gevir to him. I got some ice. I was leaving for the airport. Because I remember God lived in Netanya in those days. There to show, it's not far from the airport. But Rosh Weiss said, he's got to catch a flight, whatever. And he came in and the father was giving a shiur. And I can't interrupt him. And Rosh Weiss getting a little nervous with this rich guy waiting there. Anyway, Klosenberger came out and he apologized. He said he had such a severe headache. The only thing, and he hadn't had thing on the bed, but wasn't working. The only thing that relieves my pain is giving a shear. I feel better. I can concentrate on the shear. I don't feel the pain in the head so much. Okay, but you don't talk again. Anyway, the bottom line is some people have this thing. So that's what the Ksav Sofer is talking about. Okay. This type of bandage that was recommended to this woman by the doctor had to keep on her head for 3 months. It was a long time. Okay. You can't take it off. Okay, maybe a doctor can take it off and so on and so on. That's what he talks about. Okay, and he quotes a rav that was Makel. Okay, he was asked, "Ha'im aratia now chotzetes mitfila." With rav there, ki rav acher, rav echad kvar horba lehatir. Okay, the rav was Makel on this bandage. Let her go to the mikveh with this on. So the Ksav Sofer says, "Acher dvarm advarm tzar elu." He agreed. Ksav Sofer agreed with this Rav. He writes that the Rav didn't give his reason, or the person didn't tell the reason that Ksav Sofer gave it. No, the Ksav Sofer has two reasons, Lahakel. Okay, two reasons, Lahakel. One, he said, Aleph, the Chol Shumishum Rafuah, something which is for Rafuah purposes. The Nosun Al Makomal Isman Kotzov. Not like we saw from the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch, who says back in 28, as long, or maybe it's true of Me'abba in 29, as long as you're eventually going to take it off, that's called Makbid. The Ksav Sofer is saying, look at right now. Right now, you're not Makbid. You want it to stay on. That's what he says. He says, anything which is for medicinal reasons, where you don't want it to come off for a certain amount of time, that's... the case in the Mishnah, I was talking about a different type of bandage. That the Mishnah said, Ritiya, a shiny Ritiya should have a Makbid. Yeah, how can you go against the Mishnah? The Mishnah 26, right? Ritiya should have a Makbid. No, that's talking about Shemisir Mephon Sakno, Leros and Kra'olar Flo, that type of temporary bandage, which the doctor sometimes takes off to look and see how it is, and he puts it back on. That comes on and off. Okay, now we make a difference today with a removable cast, that kind of thing. That's something else. Okay, that's different. Okay, but something which stays on, okay, permanently, or for an extended period of time, he said that's called that you're not makbid on. Two bays, he writes in the last line of 33, not part of 33. Cave when she efshel also after I could a cave godel, and you can't take it off without being very painful. Okay, she said nearly when nearly was told. He came out, you have to, like I told you before, take garden scissors, cut her up, something like that. He says that's also called, that's also not called Mir HaMakbid. Okay, you're not Makbid on that. So therefore, he says he has room to make a little, it's not so important, sure, to make a little bit with a bandage. Then in the second paragraph, then the next page, he says, I found that Raya, the Tshuva Zichron Yosef, okay, Tshuva Zichron Yosef's in the test, Yud, and he says, talking about also some type of ring and so on, which we'll talk about. Kol she'ein asar rak lizman yadua eino chotzitz. Something which never comes off, other than a specific time. You're told, you got to keep this on for 6 weeks, or whatever. Then that's not called, that's not a chotzitz. That's not a chotzitz. So that's how he paskins. Especially when it's difficult to get it off and so on. All right. And later in the third, second, last paragraph, he quotes, they got hold of the Shuva Shuva's Mayat Shuva Mehava. So at the end, he says, you know, despite what I said, Leos Kikar Horus, it came to Zatan Lahachmer. Okay. It's hard for me to be Makel. In principle, he agrees, but he says the earlier authorities want to be Machmer. So, okay, he's a little nervous to be Makel all the time.
Don't we have like a thing that the Chachamim weren't Gozer, the Makel and
Tzar? Yeah, but here the Tzar is the act of taking it off, I suppose, not the. It's not the Gzera.
Yeah,
but it's not the Gzera. I hear it. It's a step removed.
Or like the tefillah itself, like, so now you can't do a tefillah. Is that tzar to not to be to see?
Yeah, I hear. I hear. Should be a tzar. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure. Not sure. One other tzad lahakil here is something we saw already in 34. That's the tzugi nivamas. That's the woman who wanted to be Lagoy, who wanted to be Gioris, right? Nochris, Elohadam Rabba, Nochris Muberish is Gaira. Okay, she was pregnant and she was went to the mikveh, became a gear. So Benoah ain't talked to her son, who was with whom she was pregnant at the time, is considered to have had a tvila. He doesn't need a tvila for Gairis. Okay, because he was covered by the tvila of his mother. She went, he was inside. See, Mamele, he was inside too. Right, so the Gemara says, I ain't talk to you. I mean, why not? He came out of the Yitzhak to Omo Yitzhak Dvar to Ubo Makbel of Chotzeins, Ubo Shena Makbel of Eno Chotzeins. Okay, maybe because Ubo Shena Makbel of is Eno Chotzeins, not a Chatzitza. He's not Makbel, he wants the mother to be there, right? The mother to be involved with the mother. No,
he doesn't want to die.
Right, okay, so that means you're not Makbel.
That means you are. He needs to be in the womb to live.
Right, so he's not makbid on that as a chatzitza. He wants that as part of the system. Not
makbid. Makbid.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, but he says, yeah, but that's not a good answer, says the Gemara. Hadar kalo shana rubo. That rubo, that's a kulo is a chatzitza. He's completely enveloped. That is a chatzitza. More answer, no. Shani rubo, the Haina Ravisa. I'm going to tell you, Haina Ravisa, that's how he grows. Haina Ravisa, that's natural. That's the norm. Yeah, Haina Ravise, and therefore that's not a chatzitza. When it's a normal process, normal procedure, that's the way he grows inside the woman and mothers around him, that's called Haina Ravise. So the Mordechai in 37, the Mordechai in Shuas, again, Rav Tovshin Nun Aleph, he says, but we spoke about that yesterday, the woman who had her hair braided because of some kind of a shade, and they couldn't cut it because it was a Sakonis Nefasha somehow, whatever exactly that meant. Okay, so he said, that's Haina Ravise. Haina Ravise, right? That's the way it goes. So one could argue the same thing here. If you've got a cast on, you got to keep it on for a centimeter of time. And that's the norm. That's normal, right? So that's another Tzad Mahakil, the Haina Ravise, you know, the Sakona issue. All right, possible another possible cool of the Nitziv. On the other hand, the Sidrei Tara, she points out 38, doesn't accept that. Haina Ravise means when it's natural, like a baby in the womb of the mother. Not when there's something extraneous that's put on for medicinal reasons. That's not natural. The cancer is not naturally part of the body. The Siddur Tara, maybe that's what he means, betolda. Okay, look in this, the Siddur Tara here, and our Simon is quoting your test. He quotes those who are Mekel, but he says, Gam Ha'atam, second paragraph 38, Gam Ha'atam, the Ha'ka Revise, Lo Shayach, Mashinasa Miskavin, the Lo Shayach, Kain El Mashu, Kain betolda. It's natural. Mother and a baby inside, that's natural. All right, the Nitziv has a tshuva. Meishiv Dover, Skelik Beis, and Lamed Vav. That's the Nitziv's tshuva, they're called Meishiv Dover.
Question, would you say, how many of these say about a bandage? Is that the Mordechai?
So the Mordechai seems to suggest that, yeah. I don't mean a plain bandage, but a cast. It's been on for several months. That's normal. So if it's normal, then that's called Narachatzitza. And the Sidrei Tara doesn't like that because he says, normal means when it's naturally like that, not something else. Other that's on it, follow? And okay. So I mentioned here the Nitziv as a tshuva. Meishiv Dover Chelik Bei Simon Lamed Vav. Okay, he also has such a case of one with a headache or whatever else. Okay, and I put something on her hair to relieve the headache. So he basically says, he accepts the Ravisa. That's not a chatzitza. He mentioned the Ravisa. He says in the second line, Ein b'zeh shum chatzitza, kesvar sa Mordechai. He quotes that Mordechai in Yevamos. We mentioned before, actually Mordechai was in Yevamos, it was in Yevamos B'Vos, okay, that we had him. It's a sugi in Yevamos. We had before to bring all in the Gioras. So he says, Mishum dahav Ravisa. That's normal. Okay. And he says, Ulaf Bob is there in the second and fourth line of 39. Lafuke Masher Kazagon Sidri Tara. Not like the Sidri Tara says, okay, that Lavrisa is almost natural. The last is not true. Elakavan says in the fifth line. Elakavan the Derek Ishazul Israpos, Ade Cleos, Haina Ravisa. That's how she's healing. So that is Ravisa. Doesn't matter if it's natural or not, for her thing, it's okay. But that's what he says. Yeah. And he said it doesn't matter what it's sakana. The first is not sakana of mush, only the last line that I printed here. Kol machalo ke'ev, kosher lisbol, osin refu ma'shevshin. Okay, if it's painful and so on and so forth, then tarachatzitza. That's what he holds. Okay. Similarly, there's a true in 40, the Dove Misharm, that's a Chabinagon. Dove Misharm, Kele Gimel Simon Mem, Os Aleph, talks about, we'll come back to this also, stitches. Okay, you want stuff in the teeth, you know, so they put it, that's what he's talking about. Shosani Tuch al Shinayim, the tough for our boss and Shinayim closed, but Chutni. Put stitches, Chutni means threads. Attach the teeth, whatever it is, some kind of stitches.
And you get your wisdom teeth removed, they sew up the gum.
It's a little close, yeah.
Yeah, I was able to, like, when I got it a few years, I was able to feel the threads poking out.
Yeah, sometimes I felt it, although I have to have a wisdom tooth pulled now, actually. But when I had one pulled before, I didn't do that. I could feel it in my tongue. I could feel the hole.
One side I was able to feel it, and the other side
I pulled. Maybe it depends on how it comes. Huh? Yeah, I could still feel it for a little while, then it healed up. And I got a reminder, I have to call the dentist. Anyway, so, I'm putting it off. Anyway, so he agrees to look at the second paragraph of Dover and Shoram. He said, Ukvar hella bin dalad reish lov ches and drush v'chiddush. Lagona v'kiva eger, l'tzorah v'rfuah, have a kemiyat she'eno mach v'eno chotit. That's his rule. Okay, if it's l'tzorah v'rfuah, it's a mere chain of makbin, it's not chotzitz. Okay? So there's room to be makel by bottom line by bandages. At least to some extent, but there's some poskim are makel about it. Okay? Now, the Tzumpes of Frank in the Tshuva Har Tzvi, that's his Tshuva, Tzumpes of Frank was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim in the mid 1900s. So Tshuva Har Tzvi, Kelek Yerdeas in Kuf Samach Hei. You ever seen Mikroi Kodesh on Yom Tov? Let's see, Pesach Frank. On Yom Tov, it's a wonderful work. It's every chakirin. It's like every Yom Tov chakirin. It's done this, it's done that. It's a nice long dish to say for. Anyway, so Hartzvi Yerodecha, Yerodechim, Kherk, Yerodechim, Kuf Samach, hey? Okay. Gipas, it gives me a cast. Then you're Chatzitza. So here it's supposed to be Yom Tov several months and so on. So he quotes those who are Mekel because it's a refuah. It says whatever the shame of fool, lo masha kada b'shein lo makbid. Okay, he mentioned the issue. His conclusion mentioned the issue. His conclusion. Look at the top and I explained. V'lachein in yesh biyad lo tarasam lashpi al abal she most ruchad shusar gifes mekast. If the husband can wait. It's going to be an extra couple of months. He's not going to be with her. Not, you know, sometimes you have a chuma, maybe they're cooler, right? They'll be very difficult for the husband and so on. But if the husband can wait and, you know, to have a relation with his wife, then it's best. Tavol bracha. Amnam. Imbor adov shiol adei avera. Agam hiru avera. If, you know, again, he's sexually deprived and so on and so forth, so it's going to lead to other averas. So then it's better, you know, let's rely on the cooler. Okay, she should go with the mikveh with the cast. And that's what he posits. If it's possible to convince the husband to wait, that would be the best thing. If not, then he can be makel. Okay. The Tzitz Eliezer, the Tshuva, Chelek Dalad Simon Tes, same question, okay, regarding cast and so on, they're broken. He says, question whether it's conscious or not. I saw some of the Tshuvas before. Yeah. Okay, so the Tzitzit also says that it's best to take off the cast if you can. Provide your safe shoes, you'll be a Omer Chel Gimel. You can look at these shoes. Chel Gimel, your day, assuming your bays. Notice it's the 43, the Kahir means Cairo. That's the first word. Kahir is Cairo. Before he became Rabbi Rashi Yonatan Saul, he was Rabbi of Tel Aviv. Rabbi Rashi of Tel Aviv, I'm glad you say. Before that, he was in Cairo. Anyway, so that's his shoe was back in the Cairo days. Anyway, so he makes a chilek without going to details. How many days are left? Okay. Osiut Beis, he says, Maskona Ladina. Maskona is, there's only a little while left until the cast comes off. Anyway, so wait a little bit. This is before. But he says, one second. The second paragraph, you read. Shimchal's man philosophy, but oh, Sharatia, inshallah, Kufa mimushahes, extended period of time, then mutar lipo imam elachos matzitzim. Okay, aval, in Nishar Akhyon Machadim, Mahorada Sharatia, just a few days left, then Nacham Lahamton is good to wait for the Machmer. So he says, depends, you have to look at each situation. If the cast is going to remain on for a lengthy period of time, so then it's better to. You know, it's okay to let her go to the mikveh with the cast on. It's going to come off pretty soon anyway. How often is pretty soon? I don't know. I heard Reb Moshe saw someone in most of 3 months. That's the cutoff. I don't know where he got it from. I didn't find it in print what I was looking for. Right? I'm not making it up. I saw it somewhere in 3 months. Up to 3 months, you can wait. After 3 months, don't wait. Okay? I don't know. All right, last thing I want to begin to look. I'm not going to get through it today, I see. But let's look at the beginning. Regarding the splinter, we saw this before. The Mishnah Mikvos, very good Mishnah Ches. Faith should talk about Adam and splinter that's stuck into you, or splinter or thorn. His man shahu nira, if it's seen outside, it's sticking up. Then Chotzeh, we enter near a tova of Okum Shemos. Again, he's talking about Mikvos and not just about women. The coin can go in your shul and so on. Okay. The Bartanur writes, very good Mishnah Ches. Lo shnach chetz, come lo shnach chetz tohar. Okay. We're talking about, yeah, it doesn't matter what the piece of the splinter, we usually think of wood being a splinter, but again, a splinter with metal also, right? A small shard of metal can also be more dangerous, I think. What do you call it? Tetanus, no? Metal is a bigger problem than wood. Okay, but also in Hilchot Tara, huh? Yeah. But metal is also a tumma issue, it's stricter. So Bartimur writes, 45, lo shnach chetzon al shen chotzor, eno chotzitz betfila, kol zman she'enu nir. If not seen, it's not a chatzitza. Okay. Now, he doesn't make a distinction. Tosefta, in Mikvos, Parakhan Samachan Dalad, 46, nichnas lo chetz birecho, a splinter got on his foot, or the tree's foot, whatever it is. Rebbe omer eno chotzor, chomer eno nir, he's a chotzitz. Machlokus. Rebbe says it's not a chatzitza, Chacham says it is. Amed bar mamurim, v'shal matkes, v'shal eitz, hari is a chotzit. Machlok is by metal, but not by wood. In korah, malav ha'or, malamala, kol modim, sheno chotzit. But if the skin sort of healed on top of it, so it's mamish inside, then it's not chotzit, it's eno nira, right? So the Tosefta kind of makes a chilish between what it's made out of, okay, then it says, but if it's a pop, then I call modem sheno chotzit. So take a look, 47. We'll have to look at this
in a moment. Carmel, meaning if the skin
closed up. Closed up, yeah. Carmel closed up. Okay, so not near it. So the rash is one of the Rishonim, sometimes called Rashba, not the same Rashba. We have the Torah Sabayas or the Kedush Rashba. He was a Spanish Rishon from the Amir Rabban. Shimshon ben Shmuel ben Aderet. That's the Rashba that we refer to Rashba, but in Tosis, sometimes it's the Tosis called to Rashba, it's not the same Rashba. One of the Balei Tosis called him Shimshon ben Avram, or sometimes called the Rash Mishantz, Shimshon ben Avram. So you see Tosis called to Rashba, it doesn't mean Rashba from the Kedusha Rashba, or the Chuvas Rashba, or the Torah Sabayas. The Ashkenazi Rash, or Rash.
This is the
Tosashans? The Tosashans, yeah, the Rash Mishans. So, but it's not the Tosashans, it's the same person.
Oh, that is the same person?
Yeah, it is. But it's not, that's not the same as the Rashba the Chidushim more the Torah's Habayis.
Got it. This,
okay. This Rashmi Shantz is Tosel Shantz. Okay. It's printed in Paris, and it's rhyme in Paris, and in the culture, we have the Rashi inside of the page. The Mishnayos. The Mishnayos printed in the Gemara, not the Mishnayos printed in the Mishnayos, but you have the Rash. So the Rash in Mikvos, Parakir Mishnechez, right. He said, what's the difference? Mishal Matefetz, Eili Be'maya Tfei Mishal Eit. When it's metal, maybe because it's thicker, water can get in, because I guess maybe metal is thicker, as opposed to wood. She'enu Nidbak Kol Kach Mabos, it doesn't blend with the flesh so well. Okay. Or Inami, Mishal Matefetz Ika Sakon Tfei, Mishal Tzil. The All right. So just explain the distinction. I just want to pose a question now.
Yes, metal is a chatzitz. What is
metal? He says is metal. He says it's not a chatzitz. Okay. Because they don't mock it. Not a chatzitz. You're just going to take it out by yourself. Okay. What I mentioned, the question is, how do you learn the machlokas? We'll finish with this. Let's just set this up. We'll finish these sheets tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Sunday. But in 46, the Tosef got a machlokas, Rebbe and Chacham. There's two ways to learn the machlokas. When they argue. Okay, when Rebbe Chacham argue, when they agree. Okay, we have a kol modim. It doesn't specify the whole case. So you could say that they argue, the argument is when it's near it. Okay, but when it's not near, then it's not a chatzitza. Okay, they argue when it's near it, that's when they argue with the chatzitza or not. When it's not near it, then it's not a chatzitza. Or you could say they argue when it's not near it, okay, but when it's near it, definitely is a chatzitza. The Balaam said two ways to learn what he meant. All right, so both the Sefer Truma, well, I'm not going to do this now, but the Beis Yosef says the machlokes between the Sefer Truma and the Mordechai on one side, 48 and 49, and the Rosh and the Rambam on the other side. I'm not sure he sees it exactly in the words, but that's how the Beis Yosef learned it. It's been by us. It's in the Kuf Tzadikhenes Ochid Aleph in 52. He learns that it's Machlokas. And he says basically that that the Truma and the Mordechai. Okay, so if you take a look at it, the Truma is in Nechus Nidus in Kuf Hei, 48. The Mordechai is in Shuas and Rebbe Tachshin Ben Zayin. Both of them seem to say that it's so deep. It's definitely not a chatzitz according to anybody. It's deep in the skin. The machlokes, when it's near it, that's when it's a machlokes. So near the machutz, that's when Rebbe says it's not a chatzitz. It's near machutz, and Chacham say it is a chatzitz. Okay, if it's near machutz, but if it's not near at all, everyone agrees it's not a chatzitz. And that's how the Mordechai learned as well. The Rosh and the Rambam, the Rosh in Hilchos Megillah and Chavzayin in 50. The Rambam current base on a chesed was, you have to read into the words that the Beis Yosef did. And let's look at the Rosh in 50. Ketzu tov adam is machu nira, then chotz according to everybody. It's nira, it's chotz according to everybody. And we just said before the Truman and Mordechai said when it's nira, meaning sticks out, that's when it's a machokas. Okay, and when it's ain't nira, then everyone agrees it's not a chatzitza. Where the Rosh understands it, if it's nira, then everybody agrees it is a chatzitza. If ain't on mirror, that's when it's a machlokas, right? And the Rambam seems to say that way also. That's the way the Beis Yosef learned it. He said, "Has a person after machlokas." So look at the Beis Yosef next time. Then we'll see the Ramon and the Shulchan how it winds up. But Ma'aseh, we'll see. It doesn't matter because, well, Ma'aseh it doesn't matter which way you learn because it'll come out machlokas the same way. So we'll do that tomorrow. Okay, I'm Sunday. It'll be on Sunday. We'll finish this up Sunday. But then we'll do the other packages. Okay. I just wanted to set it up. Okay.